Now turn to part 4. Part 4 consists of 2 tasks. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about the music industry. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H who is speaking. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H the opinion each speaker expresses. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
Yes, I choose the acts myself. People send me recordings of themselves and I give them a listen and decide whether they'd go down well here or not. We have a good crowd of regulars and I can tell pretty well what they'll like and what they won't. I think the artists who play here get a pretty good deal. Of course, this industry is full of people who are on the make and everyone knows that artists get ripped off all the time. But I'm not like that. In fact, I like to think I'm an exception to that. I try to be fair to everyone. Of course, I have to be able to keep the place going and make something for myself, but you don't have to be dodgy to do that.
Speaker 2.
We get all kinds coming in here, from people who've got some chance of making it to absolute no-hopers. What I've noticed is that you get 2 kinds of people. The ones who are doing it out of a passion for music, and the ones who are doing it because of what they think they can get out of it. Of course, I tend to prefer the former because they're only really interested in making good music, and I think that's how you should be. And it makes my job more interesting because we can discuss what sound they're trying to create, and I can help them to achieve that. I do my best for the others, too, because, after all, they're paying as well.
Speaker 3.
Of course, there are all sorts of stories and legends about people who do what I do, and how they left the poor artist with no money and took it all themselves. In actual fact, I've never met anyone who conforms to that stereotype. They're mostly people like me who are in it because they enjoy it and because they want the best for their artists. I think sometimes people exaggerate our influence. Sure, we can make sure our people get good contracts and the right amount of promotion, but in the end, I think the ones who make it to the top would do so anyway, regardless of who's looking after them. You've either got that special something or you haven't. And if you have, one way or another, you'll make it.
Speaker 4.
Yeah, we started it up years ago and it's really grown and grown. All sorts of people contribute to it and some of them have been doing it for years. Of course, the public are very fickle and things go in and out of fashion very quickly. Today's big thing is soon forgotten until people hear an old song on the radio and get nostalgic about it. But our fans are very loyal and many of them have grown up with the band. It's almost like a big family and when the band goes on the road, they often meet people who regularly write in. And they make suggestions about things we can include in it, and I often act on those suggestions.
Speaker 5.
Of course, I get to listen to all sorts of rubbish, although I always try to be fair. It frequently astonishes me that some people who really aren't any good at all make it, and some fantastically talented people remain obscure. That's the way the business works. The right manager, and you're in the public eye, whether you can play or sing or not. I try to do my bit for the ones I think should make it. I give them 5 stars when their new record comes out, and I put in glowing comments about them. I know it has some effect. People come up to me and say that if they hadn't seen what I said about so-and-so, they'd never have heard of them.
Now you will hear part 4 again. Speaker 1.
Yes, I choose the acts myself. People send me recordings of themselves, and I give them a listen and decide whether they'd go down well here or not. We have a good crowd of regulars, and I can tell pretty well what they'll like and what they won't. I think the artists who play here get a pretty good deal. Of course, this industry is full of people who are on the make, and everyone knows that artists get ripped off all the time. But I'm not like that. In fact, I like to think I'm an exception to that. I try to be fair to everyone. Of course, I have to be able to keep the place going and make something for myself, but you don't have to be dodgy to do that.
Speaker 2.
We get all kinds coming in here, from people who've got some chance of making it to absolute no-hopers. What I've noticed is that you get 2 kinds of people, the ones who are doing it out of a passion for music, and the ones who are doing it because of what they think they can get out of it. Of course, I tend to prefer the former because they're only really interested in making good music, and I think that's how you should be. And it makes my job more interesting because we can discuss what sound they're trying to create, and I can help them to achieve that. I do my best for the others, too, because, after all, they're paying as well.
Speaker 3.
Of course, there are all sorts of stories and legends about people who do what I do, and how they left the poor artist with no money and took it all themselves. In actual fact, I've never met anyone who conforms to that stereotype. They're mostly people like me who are in it because they enjoy it and because they want the best for their artists. I think sometimes people exaggerate our influence. Sure, we can make sure our people get good contracts and the right amount of promotion, but in the end, I think the ones who make it to the top would do so anyway, regardless of who's looking after them. You've either got that special something or you haven't. And if you have, one way or another, you'll make it.
Speaker 4.
Yeah, we started it up years ago and it's really grown and grown. All sorts of people contribute to it and some of them have been doing it for years. Of course, the public are very fickle and things go in and out of fashion very quickly. Today's big thing is soon forgotten, until people hear an old song on the radio and get nostalgic about it. But our fans are very loyal, and many of them have grown up with the band. It's almost like a big family, and when the band goes on the road, they often meet people who regularly write in, and they make suggestions about things we can include in it, and I often act on those suggestions.
Speaker 5.
Of course, I get to listen to all sorts of rubbish, although I always try to be fair. It frequently astonishes me that some people who really aren't any good at all make it, and some fantastically talented people remain obscure. That's the way the business works. The right manager, and you're in the public eye, whether you can play or sing or not. I try to do my bit for the ones I think should make it. I give them 5 stars when their new record comes out, and I put in glowing comments about them. I know it has some effect. People come up to me and say that if they hadn't seen what I said about so-and-so, they'd never have heard of them.
That is the end of part 4. That is the end of the test.